Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
knowledge.
Indeed, I'm your host, Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley. Looks very
zebra-esque,
very African looking today. And of course, the amazing and incredible Ross Alan Skorzewski, engineering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of the show. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at askask@markgunger.com. This is how the show works. We take people's emails, and then we comment on the emails. You get to stay totally anonymous. We are brutally honest. This is the show of brutal honesty. You will not get aw, gee, ooey, ooey, oh, we want to empathize kind of advice. If you want that, send your emails someplace else. But if you're up for just brutal, insensitive honesty, that's what you'll get from this show. I think the Christian world could use a little just simple, brutal, just honesty without having to worry about everybody's feelings so much. You know, we've gotten to the point we don't think anymore. We feel. Mm-hmm. We don't read the Bible anymore. We just feel. Mm-hmm. Everything's about feelings. This is why we're such a mess. Can't talk about the truth. We've got our feelings. You know, they wouldn't like, I'm telling you, despite what everybody thinks, I think most Christians today wouldn't like Jesus at all.
Wait.
This is the Jesus. Read the Bible. Don't just read about it. Don't just jump around a bit. Take the gospel. Start with the gospel of Matthew and just read it straight through. And don't tell me you wouldn't be shocked out of your ever-loving mind. This is the Jesus who said, look, if your eye offend you, pluck it out. If your hand's giving you a hard time, cut it off. Lusting in your heart, you're committing adultery. Don't even think about it. On and on and on he went. He was brutal with people. But oh, we can't do that today anymore. They'd have a fit. If Jesus came, instead of talking like that today, they would have a fit. Because apparently Jesus would not be Christian enough.
That's right.
When Jesus isn't Christian enough, maybe our version of Christianity is a little messed up. Just maybe. Anyway, what do you got, zebra chick?
Look at her. Look at that beauty. Oh, she's got a beat on me now. One bite from her, the neurotoxins will kick in and my flesh will begin to eat itself. It's a deadly one right there, folks.
What are you talking about?
Her. He said, look at her. He said, what do you have for her? I said, look at her. She's a deadly one. She's.
But what was that?
That's the croc hunter.
The croc hunter?
Yeah,
that's from a movie?
No, you don't know. Are you serious?
From his TV show?
He'd always talk about her. Yeah, look at her. One bite from her.
That's because you watched it so much. I did not.
I just know who he is. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
He was good, though.
He was awesome.
Until the Gators got him.
Well, that just went over like a lead balloon.
It apparently did. Okay, Zebra, check what he got.
Okay, top 10 reasons people give for dumping each other when they're dating.
Oh, top 10 reasons to dump people.
Okay, the top 10 reasons women give. Well, this is dating now.
Okay.
Number one, I'm not ready for commitment yet.
That's what a woman says, okay.
Then why are you dating?
Because
just asking, okay?
Because she really is. She's just finding a nice way of dumping his butt.
Oh, this is the excuses they give.
Yes, that's the reality.
Oh, okay, the excuses. Yeah, now I'm
these
with
are
you.
The reasons, okay.
This is going too fast for me.
Okay.
I've actually given that one before as an excuse just to get out, let me tell you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going too fast for mm-hmm. me? Are we talking about how fast the car was going?
Mm-hmm. All right. Three, you don't earn enough money. That's kind of brutal. I don't think I'd give that one.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
No. You're not mature enough.
Oh, you got girlfriends, right? You're kind of a girl.
Kind of.
You ever hear anybody ever say that to anybody?
Not that one.
I've never.
No, they might think it.
You don't make enough money for me?
They might think it, but I don't think, I've never heard anybody actually saying that. You're not mature enough.
Money. That's really weird. Okay, you're not mature enough. That I can believe. Okay.
But I don't know that you'd say that to a guy, but apparently they do. Number five, I need to concentrate on my career. Or school. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Number six, I don't like your friends or family.
Okay, I've heard of that, actually.
Number seven.
And I think that's legit, by the way.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you can't stand the family, move on, man. Don't get stuck in that situation. Okay.
Number seven, it's just not working.
Okay, yep.
Number eight, we're not going to get married, so what's the point? Well, that is a smart girl. If you want to dump them because we're not going to get me right.
You know, that's not bad either, and I have a friend who basically got that answer once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that I know moms, friends of mine, Christian ladies who are wonderful people, whose teenage daughters are dating boys, and they full on, the girls say, and the moms say, well, I know that this, you know, nothing's going to become of this. That it's not going to be the one that she's going to marry.
Then I look right
at him and I say, why are you letting them date?
What did she say?
Well, there's just no real answer. It's kind of like, well, you know, at least she has somebody that to spend high school with and all of this.
Oh, good.
To which I went home and emailed all sorts of articles that I could about this attachment stuff and why you don't want to practice the breaking up just to see if they would read it. But anyway. All right. Number nine, we have not got enough in common.
Yeah.
And number 10, I don't trust you.
Yeah, I've just never heard you don't make enough money.
Yeah.
I've just never. First of all, what is enough money? And anyway, who would want to date a chick who's really coming at you strictly from a financial perspective? Even if you did earn enough money. I like being with you because you earn enough money.
Like I said,
I can
imagine thinking that. I don't imagine a girl saying that. Okay, here's the top 10 reasons men give for calling it quits.
All right, what did the boys say?
The boys say, first, it's just not working. That's their number one. Just not working.
Okay.
Two, I've met someone else.
Okay.
Three, I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Oh, that's a biggie.
Four, we've lost that sexual spark, which you shouldn't be having sparks in the first place. Okay. Number five, it's not you, it's me. I have to say, I have used that one.
Yeah.
To get out something I didn't want to be in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the guy was a drip, but I wasn't going to say that. Six.
How many hundred guys you dated?
That's two, Mark. That's two. Hundreds? Come on.
What's the benefit of getting married out of high school right here, boys?
She's used them all. That's the sad thing.
Yes.
Thank you. Right. Six, I need to concentrate on my career. So.
Yeah.
Seven, we want different things.
All right.
Eight, I don't want to see you anymore.
That's a little strong, stronger. But yeah.
And then I'm not ready for commitment. Guys will use that line. And then 10, we've not got enough in common.
All right.
I thought it was funny they give little stats on how women and men break the bad news.
Okay, so how do women break the news?
52% of them in person.
Okay.
27% by phone, 12% by email, 5% by text, and 4% get a friend to do it.
In junior high,
maybe they were. How men break the bad news, 43% in person, 32% by phone, 15% email, 6% by text, and again, 4% to let
virtually identical.
It.
Mm-hmm. Virtually identical in the same order.
Yep.
In person, by phone, by email, by text. But the further down the list, the less you are of value to that person.
That's pretty. Send you a text. We don't make enough money.
We've been dating for 6 years. It's not you, it's me. See ya. Wow. We don't make enough money. I'm not attracted to you anymore. You know, I kind of like it, but you're kind of ugly now.
Not really attracted to you anymore. Man. That'd be brutal to hear,
wouldn't
it?
People are brutal. You know, you're nice, but you're kind of ugly. You're kind of homely.
As a guy, would you want to know the truth? Or would you just be happier to have the girl say, you know, it's not you, it's me. Even if there's five different things she could
It depends on how needy the guy is. If he's a real needy guy, he'll want to know why. Most guys I know don't want to know why.
They just know
it's over. Women, on the other hand, desperately want to know why.
Oh, no, I don't.
Really?
No.
A lot of those I've seen. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to know.
We said you're only partially woman.
Yeah, you're kind of strange anyway.
Half woman, half zebra, I guess.
You're part zebra over there. All right. There you have. I don't know what we learned. Probably nothing.
It's just
But then that's what you learn on most of these shows.
Nothing.
It's close to nothing. We'll take a break and come back with your emails right after this.
Download your free Mark Gunger app today to see all of the latest from the world of Mark Gunger.
This podcast of The Mark Gunger Show is being brought to you by Audible.com. Clearly, you must know this by now if you're listening to this. The question is, have you gone to audiblepodcast.com/Gunger? You need to do it. You need to do it. You need to do it. You need to do it today. Quite frankly, I don't think Audible will ever listen to this. But the truth is we rank in terms of advertisers, just how many people go to the site. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy anything.
Just go there.
So if you like this show, do us a favor. Just go to the site. But while you're there, you might actually find out, hey, now that I'm here, yep, I get to download a book for free. You know, do that. You know, whatever. But if nothing else, just go. Help us out. The more people go to that site, the better we are. And actually, it's a great program, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So go check out audiblepodcast.com/Gunger, and you'll be able to get a free download. They're giving it to you free. Take it, people. Free. Can't get cheaper than free. Great way to learn, get caught up on books and stuff, magazines and stuff you don't have time to read, but you do have time to listen because you are a listener. That's why you're even listening to me ramble right now. You are a podcast kind of person. You're the kind of people they are targeting specifically. That's why they advertise with the show and other shows like it. So make us look better than all the other shows. Make sure everybody listening to the show goes today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. And it will show them that people are checking it out. All right? That's what they're paying us to do. And it's them paying the bills that makes life go. Hallelujah. So do it today. audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. Do it today. See ya. The Mark Gunger Show. Actually, technically, you're listening to Jimmy Bratcher. You can check out his music at jimmybratcher.com. You are watching, listening to The Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails, and giving you our opinions of your dilemmas.
Okay, the first email today, she says, I'm an avid listener of your show. In response to a lady who wrote in feeling neglected by her husband, it must have been a prior show, I can't recall what it was. She says, I understand because I too have an ideal husband who is faithful, loyal, a great father, and a good provider. However,
so he's a butt in there, isn't
he? He does ignore me and does not listen. This at times seems disrespectful.
is that signed Debbie Gunger?
It is not.
I think it is.
You stated, Mark,
I had it when my wife writes into the show. To complain.
Apparently, on the show, you stated that this is just how men are.
Uh-huh.
But how is it that during the courtship, there is all the romantic stuff, as soon as you get married, it ends? I believe it is not that they cannot be romantic or attentive, but they choose not to. No one likes to feel ignored or disrespected. Uh-huh. Are you saying that so long as the husband is loyal, we must be content with shoddy treatment?
No, I think you should be as miserable as possible. I think you should every day get up and make a list of why your life sucks and what's so terrible and what's horrible about it. And you need to meditate on every possible reason why you should be unhappy. In fact, the Bible says whatever is miserable, whatever is upsetting, whatever doesn't meet up to your standards, think on these things because this is what really builds you up. Wait a minute. Is that what it says?
Yeah, kind of.
Does that's it say not, that?
Which version of the Bible do you have? That's the anti-version. Oh, okay.
Yes. The anti-version. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The unedified.
The unedified version. The actual version that whatever things are lovely, whatever true, whatever of good report, think on these things. How about you just learn to be happy? You have, again, what have we talked about? People get upset over normal. It's not that marriage is hard enough, that life isn't hard enough. We get people who their lives literally are facing horrible challenges. Those people, okay, you can feel some empathy for, yeah, you need to challenge them, you need to confront it, you need to make it change. Then you got a lot of people who are happy, all right? Then you got the people who take normal and they make themselves miserable with it. This is like the second or third this week that we've had.
Yeah, I know. We've been kind of on a roll with this. She says, are you saying that because most women have to worry about so much worse with their husbands that the loyal husband gets a free pass? I don't expect romance 24/7, but it does seem after a while some husbands take their wives for granted.
Uh-huh. Is that what I'm saying?
You keep speaking about how a man's brain is wired, but what about how a woman's brain is wired?
No, I talk about how women's brains are wired. She doesn't even know my material. Women are the one with wires. Men are the one with boxes.
Yes. Okay.
She doesn't even have the information right.
I think I recall your wife saying that one day not that long ago when she said, well, you always say that men are made this way, so women just have to accept it. So how come women are wired this way and men just don't have to accept that?
Because I'm a man.
Something like that?
Is that a shocker to you? I don't know. Who knows? I wasn't listening.
I know you weren't.
That's why I asked if it was my wife who wrote this.
She also says there seems to be a double standard, even within the Christian church, where when it comes to the sex business, the onus is on women, because you're always telling women to stop having sex with these guys. What about you telling these men that they have to stop trying to seduce and pressure and get into these girls' pants?
Oh, like, without a question.
She thinks you're putting it too much on
because those guys aren't writing me. You'll notice that whoever writes me, that's who I yell at.
Yeah. I almost, if a guy wrote in and said he was seducing women.
Me. I know. Rarely. This lady says she likes the show. Mm-hmm. Sweetheart, are you paying attention? Who do I yell at? Am I yelling at the guy, whoever they complain at, or about the person who writes me? Almost all you people, if you would pay attention, you would get it. I don't know why any of you write the show. And we get more emails than we can handle. Mm-hmm. Has it dawned on anybody out there that I yell at virtually everybody who writes me? And the reason is you can't control what other people do. You can control what you do. That is why, my dear. It's not the men writing to me saying, gee, I'm trying to get in these girls' pants. I wish they had, you know, weren't wearing pants so I could get to it quicker. You know, that's not what they're saying. They're not going to. It's these women who are writing me telling me they're having sex with these morons. So I yell at them, stop it. And get some sense in these guys are pigs. But these guys aren't listening.
The pigs aren't writing
They're not listening to the show.
Right.
I would love to be talking to these men and go up there and smack them upside the head. But, you know, the Bible talks about these people who come into church, and the Bible says literally, I think the quote he says, they look to take advantage of weak-willed women. They are predators.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're looking for weak-willed women, which is a lot of you are. And these guys, they just want to come, and they want to get in your pants. The analogy is sheep, wolves among sheep, or wolves in sheep's clothing. Mm-hmm. You know what a wolf in sheep's clothing is like? He looks like a sheep. Mm-hmm. He kind of smells like a sheep. A little whiff of wolf in there, but, you know, it doesn't throw you too much because he's still kind of, so, you know, if you reach out and you pet his head, he feels like a sheep. He walks around with all the other sheep. Oh, he must be, that's, these women are so stupid. Oh, he's a man of God. He's a real man of God. He looks at porn, he masturbates, he gets in my pants, but he really loves Jesus because he goes to church. I mean, how dumb can you be?
Pretty.
And I said, why am I yelling at you? You're the ones listening, for heaven's sakes.
Yes.
Stop it. If I could go after these guys, if I could find a way to go after them, I would clearly love to go after them. And so you got these guys who are treating like pigs. You want me to yell at them? You're the one saying yes. Now, if you're being raped, all right, now it's a different ballgame. They're not raping you.
They're kind of willingly being.
You're like, you know, you raise your hands on Sunday morning and raise your legs on Sunday night. Woo! Really? Can you be a little more consistent in your faith? Stop letting these men treat you. The minute a guy's trying to paw, it shouldn't even get to the question of what's in your pants.
No.
The minute
when he's making the move for the pants.
And a lot of these guys, they're having sex with him on the second date.
Yeah.
Well, that means, what is he doing on the first date? Sticking his tongue down your throat, grabbing and squeezing your boobies. And you keep going with this guy? Oh, he goes to church, he's a real man of God. Really? Yeah, because he looks like a sheep. He kind of smells like a sheep. He feels like a sheep. His sounds a little lower, you know, because he's actually a wolf. Maybe you don't quite. Really? You can't be smarter than this? You can't control what other people do. You write me, I'm going to tell you what you can do. Stop it. And what is her gripe anyway?
She says that isn't it time that Christian men are expected to step up to the plate and love their wives, and that includes listening and paying attention to them.
Sure.
She does say, keep up the good work. Your show is a blessing.
Well,
she likes
you.
All of that.
All right. But she's describing,
perfect. They don't want great.
No. They want a woman. Some of these women, they should be lesbians, for heaven's sake.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Listen, I'm telling you, I know that sounds outrageous, but there's a shot coming in from this show. They don't want a man. They want a woman. It's, you know, how come y'all aren't lesbians, for heaven's sake? What happens is a man doesn't act like a woman. He's not sensitive to a woman. He doesn't pay attention to details like a woman. Doesn't communicate like a woman. What are you? Do you want to be a lesbian? I'm saying it only to shock them. I'm sure they don't want to, because if they did, they would. All right? You want a man, and then you're mad when he acts like a man. This is a shock to you that men don't pay attention to everything a woman says. It was like we were watching that show, Duck Commander.
Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty. Mm-hmm. Okay. The product is Duck Commander.
Yes.
Okay. Great show. So it shows him going out on a romantic trip down the river with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time she's talking, blah, blah, blah. And you remember that time? And you remember, yeah. do you notice how many times she asks about, do you remember? Mm-hmm. You know women do this all the time. Do you remember mm-hmm. this? Do you remember that? And he's going, And then they're interviewing him later and they're playing over the top of it while he's doing it, going, I don't listen to things she's saying. Yep. I've just learned to go, I've mastered the art, he says. Yep. Oh, what a terrible man. No, he's a very good man. A great father, great show, great family. They love God. He's a patriarch of the family. There's a million things to be wonderful about that show.
But the women will hear that and go,
oh, what a terrible man. Oh, what a terrible man. He should be a more spiritual, you know.
Yes.
The thing is, he's a man. Yeah. He doesn't want to sit and remember everything that happened for the last 50 years.
Yeah. And that doesn't make him evil.
I know.
It's just not a guy. It's just a guy. They're like that.
No one's giving anybody a pass. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Be happy with who you are and where you are. Be content. There's something. The Bible says, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Almost every Christian in the world loves this verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But that verse comes right after. He's not talking about doing the impossible. Right. He says, I've learned to be content in every situation. And then he says, I can do all things through Christ. The secret is to learn to be content. How about to be happy, even if your husband, you have to repeat stuff to him 20 times, and be happy.
But you don't have a cheater who is a porn watcher or has girlfriends or, you know, beats
the snot
out of you.
The fact that
you
even try and put that in the same category is
yes, you should,
absurd.
Because she said there are a lot of women who believe they should not complain because they have a great husband compared to the rest.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly
that's
right.
Exactly
you
right.
should be grateful. And because he's great and he's not perfect and doesn't do everything you want, you should be happy and shut up.
But we love you nonetheless. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more crazy emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
What's that?
She's got a cousin with a zebra on the back wall, and it pulls out, it matches you.
You are fabulous, Nancy.
High five for the panda, operate color.
Fabulous.
That was awesome. We should stick you on the wall, Diane.
Pin the tail on the donkey, right?
We'll have her mounted.
Good Lord.
Talk about love, marriage, and relationships. You know, we're going off on this whole deal about, you know, it's not like we're saying just accept a lousy relationship. Keep working for what you want. We're all for that.
Yes.
But at some point, you can't let, because you can't get what you want, make you so dissatisfied.
Just be happy anyway.
We are so narcissistic today. You know, I was watching a documentary the other day on the Dust Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are idiots, in my opinion. They should just move. Why you don't move? I mean, have you ever seen the documentary? It's stunning. They had piles of dirt everywhere.
I have seen
their
those.
Children are inhaling dirt day and night. A lot of them got sick and died from it. You know, and just move to California.
Yeah.
You know,
just move.
Nobody's making any money. And so anyway, they're poor. They're dirt poor. They're hard, and their dirt is literally dirt. Mm-hmm. They've got dirt everywhere. Everything's horrible. People can barely breathe. Their babies are dying. Everything. They have no sense to move, which is another problem. But these are people who have suffered. People today could hear the complaints today, they would be stunned. Seriously, your complaint is your husband doesn't listen to you? This is it? I mean, people for centuries, sometimes didn't have food, covered in dirt, you know, just struggling. My baby just died. You know, what do? They just have another one. Life was horrible. Worked hard. They just struggled and everything else and had a million things they could have complained. But you know what? They kept their faith. They stuck together. They trusted God. They built a nation like the United States of America and every country around the world. These are determined people who, despite all the adversities of life, have faced horrible circumstances. And if those people who built the incredible, wonderful world in which we live today could listen to the whining of some people, I think they would take a shotgun and go out and either shoot them or shoot themselves.
Right, right.
For heaven's sakes, this is the great tragedy of your life. Your husband doesn't listen to you. He doesn't pay attention. You got to repeat yourself. Honestly, I don't know. Look, I'm not saying just settle for it. Talk to the guy. Work with the guy. Like my wife, who still to this day gets on me because I don't pay attention. You know, but we don't make it miserable. She doesn't let herself get miserable over such things.
Caution. The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
I keep seeing your face when I close my eyes. I love the way you move me and take me by surprise. The way you get under my skin with
every point of view. You're killing me, you're thrilling me. It's sweet love. We're beautiful, you.
Yeah, listen to the Mark Gunger Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Listen to music with Michael O'Brien. Check out his music at michaelo.org.
Ross says that Cy Robertson is a male version of me.
Of Diane.
Embellished stories. Psycho, crazy, but funny to listen to.
Talking about the Duck Commander. Great, greatest show on television. Everybody should watch this show. Duck Dynasty.
And if anybody ever finds a picture of Cy's wife, please email it to me.
Because
I've been
looking.
Can't find a picture of Cy's wife. And now you boys aren't even paying attention to anything that I'm doing right now, so.
That's because we just don't care. There's a difference. There's a reason we don't pay attention.
Huge.
And notice how I don't take that personally?
You should be miserable.
I don't take that personally that you don't pay attention to me.
Which, by the way, are women not aware of this in general in men?
No, I don't think they are.
Really? They're not?
That coupled with the, if he really loved me, he'd pay attention to me. They take it so personally. Wow. That's what I'm telling you. It's such a personal affront that he won't listen to me. And it's just a guy trait, right, Ross?
Who are you talking about?
I know.
I don't have to listen to you. You're not my wife.
You're not the boss.
He doesn't even listen to his wife.
I have a wife.
What? I have a wife?
Oh, yes, I do.
I don't know.
All right. What do you got?
This one says, I love your show and your psychological view on religion. I don't know. We have a psychological view on religion. But
anyway. I didn't know I had a psychological view, period.
Is this a guy or a woman? It says, it's appealing to my doubts. Mark, you have been the person who has opened my eyes and turned on the light for me. I've heard Mark say frequently that if your marital sex life is not fulfilling, it may be a good idea to try sex fasting to revive your sex life. I've always thought that it was a great idea till I tried it. Now, hang on, because there's a little misinterpretation and misunderstanding about what you said in the application.
Can't imagine that.
I've always been the one with the issues since I have the higher sex drive than my husband. Okay, it's a lady writing.
Okay.
He never seems interested, but since going on the sex fasting, I feel that it has only trained us to get better at not having sex for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm. First of all, that's not what I said.
Right. They're misapplying your advice.
People who say the sex is boring.
Yes, that's what you say.
It's
not
boring.
That it's not fulfilling or you're not getting enough.
It's so boring. Yeah, we need vibrators. We need, you know, all this porn. We need something.
Dress up as cheerleader and football player.
Yeah, some stupid reasoning people have because they want to spice up their... If your sex life is boring, try not having sex for a week and then see if it's not boring. Oh, I bet you the boring goes away. Just people are overstimulated. That's what I said.
Sex fasting, if you're already not having enough of it, hey, your spouse is perfectly fine for you to go on the fast if they don't want to have it with you to begin with. That ain't going to work.
I would never think, gee, if my wife doesn't want to have sex, I'll show her. Let's not have any sex. What?
She's happy as a clam going, oh, good, no sex. And you're just getting more frustrated. Yes. If you stop having sex with the person who doesn't want to have sex, you are training them to,
I think that's exactly right.
Okay. I don't know if you can answer this question, and I don't know if we should do it on the air, but I started now. So she says, I've listened to hours of your podcasts and sermons. Would love to see
you live. Which means you have way too much free time.
They're coming from Ohio. They want to know, how will they know if you're in church on Sunday? And a couple of people have asked that recently because they say they want to come, but how will they know? Just to call. It's not posted any place or anything of when you're going to be in church or gone.
No. What the reason is we try and create the best thing is probably to email the show. An email, which you get all those, and then you can just let them know.
Yeah,
you
because
know
I know your schedule, I know where you
are. We don't advertise this because we're trying to have a church that's not about me.
Because if you say Mark's gone this Sunday.
Well, a lot of people don't go to church, just the ones who want to listen to Mark. You know, church is, if Mark drops over dead tomorrow, I don't want the church to fall apart, which a lot of churches do. Mm-hmm. The guy's gone, I go to church because it's all about the guy. Church should not be about one guy, not even the pastor. Hopefully, I'll know I did a good job is if I'm no longer there and the church I have continues to thrive because it's about community. It's about fellowship. And I'll tell you what, it's taken us a while to get there. I would pretty much say, it's been stronger than we ever have because now, in the early days, if I wasn't there or something, You'd hear all the whining and bellying. Mm-hmm. I almost hear none of it anymore. Yeah. Or if I'd step in after a long trip, people say, oh, it's so good to have you back. We really miss you. You know, I walk in the place and they're waiting, oh, hi, Pastor Mark. Yeah, good to see you. I mean, it's like, hey, what happened to the, you know, you can't live without
me. What about the love? We can't live without you.
Because there's a part of that that feeds your ego a little bit.
Of course it does.
But then I think, this is good.
Yeah.
They don't need me there all the time. And then we have this multi-site church where the messages come, you know, a lot of people watching me in our church, they can't see me physically. I'm on the screen, which is what a lot of multi-site churches do, because they learn. They don't have to reach out and touch me. It's not about me. It's about the message I'm bringing. And church is about church. It's about people, connecting with people. And so from that standpoint, that's why you go to our website. You're not going to see an announcement whether or not Mark Gunger is going to be there, because Celebration Church is not about Mark Gunger. And that's just the truth. But if you're coming all the way from Ohio or Bonga Bonga Land and stuff, you listen to this show, you watch this show, you say, I would like to go to this guy's church, I'd like to know if he's going to be there, email the show, ask@markgunger.com.
Yes, it comes to me.
And it's Diane who guesses, hey, Diane, is Mark going to be there on such and such? And she'll tell you.
Yeah.
She knows. She's a stalker.
I know everything.
She knows everything. She stalks
me. I'm like the
me.
Great Oz. I know it all.
All right.
Creeper. Anyhow. Creeper? I'm a creeper?
She's...
Ross, we won't even tell you how much stalking I do on you and what I know about
Lord.
You.
Oh, Lord. Why are you going to come after me?
We have you under surveillance at all times, Ross.
Good.
GPS and everything else. Okay, pretty short and to the point question. I'm sure you'll have a very short and to the point answer.
Not likely, but go ahead.
Yes, you will.
I will?
I promise you. If you are separated from your spouse with no confirmation of reconciliation and you have sex with somebody else, is that still considered cheating?
Yes.
Yes. What a dumb question. That is a dumb.
Move on.
How is that not a dumb question?
No, I know it's a dumb question, but people don't get it. They're
first
like, well, I'm done. I'm released. I get to move on. You know, they
should
think
be having sex with anybody you're not married to. That's what makes it a dumb question. What does it matter with people today?
They don't understand.
These are people that are clueless. And she probably goes to church.
It's a he, actually.
Oh, he's probably the elder of the church. He's probably the pastor of the church.
Let's hope not.
Oh, God, you wouldn't surprise me in the least. Good grief. How clueless can people be? If my wife says, yeah, is it okay to have sex with someone? No! Well, if I'm on fire, can I say, no! Well, if such does happen and the moon turns pink and orange and the sun quits rising, can I have sex? No! You can't have sex with anybody unless you marry that person. Which, by the way, you can't do if you're still not sure of the marital status that you're currently in. Now, if your marriage absolutely falls apart to the point that you have now truly been divorced, because this person doesn't know, they just feel released for whatever reason, you know, you don't have sex with anybody until you stand before God at the altar and make a promise to them before family and friends and God, then you can start having sex with them. So this is an ignorant question.
According to the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
But according to people who are trying to discern this outside of God's standard,
supposed to be
then it
Christian.
Just,
now, if I, he's a, if I he's not a Christian, them. But it's still wrong. Doesn't matter.
Well, I know, but there's people that aren't Christians that would say, well, your marriage is done. You can move on. That's not cheating because you're no longer emotionally attached.
Okay, if you want to move on, move on. It doesn't mean you can go have sex with people.
In the world, you do.
Oh, good Lord. And the Christians that write us. We love Jesus. We just praise God. We're in the choir. We lead the youth group. We get naked and have sex every chance we get. But we really love Jesus. Really? People have lost their ever-loving minds.
I know bunches of people who would call themselves Christians. They are divorcing or whatever, for whatever reasons. And before the divorce is final, they're already dating, and I would assume
having
more
sex
than that. And they go to church, and they say they're Christians, and la, 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 and they think nothing of it. I see it, you know, I see it all the time as on Facebook. Because,
well, you know what Jesus taught.
You know all these people, and they post all of this.
You know what Jesus taught. He said, a lot of people who claim to go to church will go to hell.
Yes.
That's what he said. Many will say to me on that day, oh, Lord, Lord, don't I know you? And he's going to go, sorry, I don't know who you are. And he didn't say a few.
Many.
He said many. I pretty much think that the people you describe will be in that category. We'll be back with a break, having sent a bunch of them to hell. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
The storm away, and everything's all right.
The sky may be dark. In Green Bay, it very likely is. Winter in Green Bay, a lovely thing. All right.
Okay, parenting question. Well, kind of grandparenting question. The 18-month child, she's having problems disciplining him. He's very good and is such a happy boy, but has little temper tantrums when taking something away. And I would like advice on how to consistently deal with that behavior. I thought it was her child, but it's actually the grandchild. She looks after him in the day.
He does what?
He throws a temper tantrum when he has something taken away.
Yeah.
8 months old?
18.
Oh, 18 months old. Okay, well, he gets upset when he gets things. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she babysits and takes care of the grandchild during the day. Uh-huh. She's never had boys, only daughters, so she doesn't remember dealing with this with her daughter. She's tried putting him in the naughty corner.
Tend to be more compliant, yes.
She tried putting him in the naughty corner, but mostly she ignores the behavior and carries on acting normally in an attempt to show him that his behavior isn't having the desired effect. She wants to know, what do you do with the 18-month-old who throws temper tantrums when he doesn't get his way?
Does she know what show she's writing? What do I know about 18-year-olds? 18-year-olds
month.
I don't know. I don't know. 18-year-olds, but that's month old. Seriously, I don't know anything about.
Okay.
Ask my wife. Okay. She'll give you that. Ask you.
Nancy and I are just kind of laughing at each other because
check us guys out. What do we know?
I know quite a bit, actually, because my...
Well, you go for it, because I'm good. I'll let the women.
Let's let the experts...
Let's see. What part of this says child rearing expert?
What part of this says expert about anything? At least I pretend to just say we're talking about marriage. Why we get parenting questions, I don't know. But go ahead.
An 18-month-old who throws temper tantrums because you take something away or not let him have his own way? Normal.
Boy, that's our whole deal lately, isn't it? People freaking out over normal. Y'all seeing this? She's upset because the kid acts normal. Wives are upset because their husbands act normal. Husbands upset because their wives act normal. Everybody writes us, they're all freaking out. How do I fix this? Really, your lives are not miserable enough that you people can't freak out over normal.
Perhaps she wants to know what to do. She had compliant daughters who never did this. Most kids, boys or girls, will do that.
Yes. Okay, so what do you do?
What do you do? Yeah, I think for her to...
This wasn't defining, is this normal? What do you do?
Okay, for her to carry on and just ignore him, perfect. Don't give in. Don't cave in to what it is that he wants, because if he learns that throwing a temper tantrum makes you dance as fast as you can to give back what he wants, that's the wrong thing to do. If you just ignore him or just say no, put him in the room, put him in the timeout. I use the naughty chair with my kids. I mean, different kids respond to different things. Not all three of my kids responded to the same thing.
I'll take the car keys away.
Of the 18-year-old, yeah.
Oh, that's right,
18 months. Golly, but that's normal. I mean, to be freaking out.
What always makes me laugh are the people that try to reason. Oh,
you have a choice now. Do you want to do this or do you want to do that? No.
Have you ever heard of that, Gunger? When parents try to reason with two
years. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what they're doing.
You listen to these mothers.
I think it's because she just stuck home all day long with children and she doesn't know how to have conversations with human beings anymore. So she tries to talk to them like an adult. Now, Sally, let me explain to you why we have to do this. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking,
no.
Lady, you just...
There's no explaining.
See, my son, crazy. It was really interesting because I spent the evenings with my son, you know, at this point in time in life with him, and she would have him during the day. He found out really quickly with stuff like this that there were boundaries. He could try to get away with something, but I would challenge it, and I wouldn't let him get away with it. So he found himself quickly following into a pretty good regiment with me. But when he was with her, oh, it was a completely different story.
Well, because they learned
but
how she
hadn't
to play.
Defined the boundaries,
well,
what he could
play it.
Or
no
couldn't get away
it.
With. Absolutely.
Again, I just want to emphasize that how many people are upset with normal.
Yeah.
How is a grandma? Well, she said because she never had boys.
She didn't have boys, and maybe her girls
say,
didn't
say, how does a grandmother at this point right get shocked too. That an 18-month acts like an 18-month-old?
Yeah. I'm upset when a 58-year-old can't continue to just keep his buttons buttoned up on his own shirt.
Hey,
but it's normal.
I can't help it.
That's normal, Ross.
That's normal for
me. Why are you getting upset about normal?
Okay, keep my shirt buttoned.
You can't get upset about normal.
Shut him over there. For heaven's sakes.
It's all in the details.
It's all in the details. All right, well, come back. If you got some great insight.
No, I was going to say, people expect 18-month-olds to be able to reason and think through like a grown-up. And they're 18 months old.
You know, I had someone, because I was one of these, you know, first child parents tend to be psychos. They overreact to everything, just everything. And I was no different, my wife and I. And we had our daughter. She was a handful.
And she was just, you know, right there, putting her feet here. Ah, and I'm just coming unglued. And I was just angry. I'm having a fit. And I remember a guy, it was his tactful way of just telling me to get a life. Mm-hmm. Said, and, you know, I said, she's doing it like Emily. She goes, yeah, boy, she's acting just like a 2-year-old.
Yeah. How and dare went, she act like a 2-year-old?
And stopped and it, didn't
hit
me.
Cut to, and I thought, oh, man, I guess I'm being a jerk. Yeah. That's all he said. And he wasn't kidding around. It was his smart aleck way of saying, dude, chill out. And I was all upset. All, she needs to be disciplined. Everything. Said, yeah, she's just acting like a 2-year-old. Yeah, she.
How dare she?
Oh, well, I guess she is a 2-year-old. And then you start to realize, and you start stepping back and think, oh, just relax. Yep, goodness. Yep. A whole world is so stressed out today.
Yeah.
That when normal, they can't tell the difference between normal and crazy. Is that not true?
It's absolutely true.
Half our emails are about crazy.
Yes.
And the other half are people treating normal like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I guess
they don't understand crazy.
I guess that's
for
why
crazy.
They have the show. Is they right. can, they're asking us what we think. I think this is pretty normal. You got an 18-month-old giving you fits. What a shock.
They will just, when they're 2 and 3 yeah. and 4 and 5.
Yeah, if he's 28 and still doing this, now you got a problem.
Yeah.
17, no,
but he's 28
problem.
And still doing it. It's because you were trying to reason with him when
probably.
He was 18.
When he was 18.
Probably.
18 months old. All right, now we'll take our break and come back with our final segment right after this.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
Another one be laying down. You listen to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, relationship, answering your emails. Like trying to anyway. At least commenting on your. I don't have any answers we give to people, but we certainly comment. Okay.
Give some comment. Okay, this question says, we're non-traditional in that my husband stays home with the kids while I work. We did it because my job had more income potential and he had become promoted over his dad in a family business that strained the relationship, so he got out.
I know a few people where the. He's the Mr. Mom.
Yeah. Yep. She says, I didn't appreciate then how much it would hurt this man's ego. What can I do to make him feel manly again besides the obvious sex?
Believe in him.
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm just...
The other thing is, just encourage him. You know, there's seasons of life. Everybody goes through seasons of life.
Well, and she said it's not permanent. They're expecting in the next 2 years to change.
Yeah, it's just... Everybody's... You know, I say this to guys all the time. Don't freak out over the seasons of life. There's times where, let's face it, people, when you have little regrets in your life, your life's different. Have you noticed that? You regret people over there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like your life will never be different. You know, Nancy's got little regrets, got another one on the way. You think your life will never, sure, it's going to be different. It's going to be different for a while, and then you go back and it becomes something else. And there's different seasons of life. Don't get overwhelmed and freaked out over stuff's going to be a certain way for a few years. But we're so into instant gratification. The idea of a few years of anything just drives people crazy. So I just encourage him. Look, it's just temporary. You know, build his ego best you can sometimes. Sometimes life bites. Has anybody ever had a job you hated?
Yeah.
Besides Ross, who still has a job he hates?
I don't hate that was my loud. Job.
He hates the man he works for.
Hello. No, I'm just
kidding. Besides the people who work for me, they hate their jobs. But sometimes you just do what you got to do. You don't even think about it. You got a stupid job. You just do it. Sometimes you got a job where you're cleaning something or you're shoveling something or you're.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm shoveling something.
Ross is shoveling all the time around here. You know, and it's just temporary. It is what it is. Sometimes you got a lousy job. Sometimes you got a job that. You might love it, pays absolutely nothing. That might apply to a few people around here as well. But you do what you do, and you're building something, and, you know, hopefully things change. Just starting a business. You know how many people work and start a business, and they work day and night, and they make no money? They pay themselves virtually nothing. By the time they figure it out, they're paying themselves like $1.25 an hour because they're spending so many hours, they're getting such little pay. But they're not going to be like that forever. If you're successful, all of a sudden, then the reverse happens. Then you start making a lot of money for doing a little bit of work. You know, it's just life. It takes time to build. You have to be patient. And that's something people just don't have much of today is patience.
I And I know I'm not a guy, although you say I'm not really only kind of sort of a woman too, so.
You're a zebra.
Like, yeah. From my standpoint of view, it's like I get it that they push career for women and all of this. But to me, the most important thing I can do, and I've said this before, is to raise my kids. Maybe it's entirely different for y'all men, that maybe the only way you can get this validation and to feel like you're contributing something significant to the world is to do it on a job. But why wouldn't men...
That just sounded funny. I'm just... The only way that you as men can make yourself feel significant
No, but you can't... I mean, so many guys everything on that. Why couldn't you think of the...
I don't know.
This is the most important thing I could do for this 8 years or 10 years.
Again, I do. There's guys who do. They spend a lot of time. They do more momming than the mom does.
Yeah.
And they're perfectly happy with it. And they're concerned... But other guys, it's a challenge for them. You know, we always say women are this way, men are this way. You know, those are such broad statements. You can't say everybody's a certain way.
I think a lot of it is the product in which a man is brought up in. To be honest with their products or their environments. They have loving, doting fathers who are emotionally connected and they're present on all arenas. And the high chance for that son to be the same way. If the father is a real disciplinarian, military type, there's a good chance that that son either is going to have the pendulum swing the opposite way or he's going to be just like his pappy. I think it's a lot of it is environmentally driven in which... You're growing up.
I just don't get why people think that it's not important, that they feel like parenting or staying home with kids is beneath them. That bugs me.
I don't think it's beneath them. It's just the reality is men, by and large, get their sense of worth from what they do as a living and providing for the family. It's kind of hardwired into us. I know a lot of guys who get around that and they're happy. But a lot of times, if you have no choice, it's one thing if you're going to make this a career move. If he's deciding, this is what I want to do for my life, okay, that's different. But that's not what you guys are doing. You're doing this out of necessity. You make more money than he does. The family just kicked him out of the business. That kind of bites. It makes sense that he would watch the kids for a while. You know it's temporary, so, you know, try not to panic about it. A lot of what you're feeling is, and it seems to be the theme lately, is just normal. Okay? Try not to freak out over normal. All right, we'll see you. Bye.
Bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.